Hello, everyone. I'm Liz Griffith with YouPerform, and I'm hosting today's Becker's Healthcare Podcast episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're thrilled to be joined by Reese, the systems architect, and Dr. Bonnie Adrian, the research nurse scientist from clinical informatics, both from UC Health. Reese and Bonnie, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today. We're going to jump right into today's conversation because we have a lot to cover. When it comes to nursing and nurses, we know that their time is very limited, very valuable, and that the EHR training they receive is critical to their success. With Epic's current honor roll program, we've discovered that they have a fantastic new requirement, which is regarding nurse ongoing training, availability of content. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And we're really excited to have Reese and Bonnie with us. So Reese, can you give us a really quick overview of the Epic Honor Roll program for those who may be listening who may not be familiar?
I would be happy to do that, Liz. First, thank you, Liz, and the YouPerform team. And of course, thanks to the Becker's team for having us today and helping us tell our story. Honor Roll, informally, most of us just call it Honor Roll, but that really misses the heart of what it is. The real name is actually the Honor Roll Grant Program. UC Health and other healthcare organizations opt into this program. I believe UC Health has opted into the program since about 2017. The core of the program really is to share top strategies, lessons learned, best practices from Epic collaborations across the country. Last year's honor roll, and I think for many years, has contained 8 large components. And those components are like large buckets that cover large areas. So like community health, ease of use for providers, analytics, patient experience. And our focus today really is to dive into one of the criteria under the component of ease of use for nurses. And that criteria is really near and dear to our hearts in the training and clinical informatics space. And that's you have offered 3 to 5 hours of ongoing training to a majority of your nurses in the past year.
Thanks so much for that overview, Reese. We're going to dive in a little bit to, you know, obviously y'all are YouPerform clients and we absolutely love working with you. But, you know, prior to YouPerform, how was UC Health, you know, creating, delivering, and tracking on its ongoing training for nurses? So again, back to this requirement of understanding how much is offered. How are you all able to do this prior to the utilization of YouPerform? So we're going to start again with Reese on this one to hear what that looks like from the IT perspective. And then we're going to jump over and let Bonnie talk about it from the clinical side.
Prior to YouPerform, we were using SharePoint for everything. We started on an older version of SharePoint and then moved to a more modern version, really hoping it would meet our needs. In conversations with folks across the country, though, it seems like this is pretty typical for most healthcare systems that don't have a knowledge management option. SharePoint is stored our tip sheets, some of our videos, all of our upgrade and optimization content. In terms of tracking, this was tricky at best. We were honestly flying blind. We used SharePoint out of the box, so no bells and whistles on the tracking. We had visibility into really little to no data about our contents. I think I was able to pull things like unique user numbers, but not what they actually looked at. I could see site visits, but not where they went. And I think the most valuable thing that we had there was the top most viewed items for the last 7 days. Another challenge we had with SharePoint really in terms of the delivery was it wasn't intuitive for our Community Connect partners to get to our SharePoint site, and our architecture teams were often needing to give them workarounds via our Active Directory to get into our version of SharePoint. So it was really far away from the learner, right? The learners in Epic at a Community Connect site, they weren't going to their SharePoint site for the information. They were then logging into ours. So it was really far away from the learners. And we need things in a protected space because all of the content is proprietary. So for specific eyes only, and we needed to have a login option to protect the content.
Absolutely. I am so glad that you brought up Community Connect. You know, going back to that mention of the Class Arch Collaborative research, one of the findings that has come out of that research is truly that these Community Connect sites tend to be a little bit left behind. from that hosting organization. And not by any fault of anyone, it's just like you're saying, there's a lot of complexity there. And especially when it comes to how do we manage the logins and how do we manage the security pieces? And so how has that shifted for you with the utilization of UPerform? You've talked about some of the challenges, but what does that now look like for you on the flip side?
You're one click away, right? The content is accessible, easily accessible from within Epic. And then, you know, depending on where we've embedded different links, it's even potentially in the workflow. So it's seamless. Like they click a button, they go into it, they see the content that's meant for them.
So that's incredible. So that the experience for your clinicians has vastly improved.
Absolutely. 100%.
That's fantastic. Bonnie, we're going to switch over. What does this look like for you from that clinical perspective? I hope I didn't steal your thunder too much with that last statement.
Oh, not at all. So absolutely agree with Reese that the end user experience has improved quite a bit. What I'll add is that UC Health invests really heavily in educating our Epic users. And we also invest really heavily in optimizations. We have frequent needs to get information out to end users about changes. And that's for our Community Connect partners as well as our native UC Health users. So the time and energy that goes into ongoing user education around our optimizations, upgrades, et cetera, is really quite a bit. And we were not tracking it. And, you know, I'll be honest, until this honor roll requirement to be able to provide data on it came about, we weren't interested in necessarily knowing how much was being utilized. We were looking at the user outcomes. Are users telling us that they're happy? Are users doing the workflow correctly and getting their documentation in Epic in a manner that is, you know, meeting our various requirements? So we just knew that we weren't happy with SharePoint. We knew that users sometimes ended up with the wrong versions of things that had been circulated around from the past. And it's a big improvement that it's very clear where you are in cyberspace. You click from within Epic and you know you're in the right place. You're in UPerform that we call Learning Assistant.
That's incredible. And I love that you threw in that little piece about, you know, UC Health does have a very, very deep belief in education and optimization. I had the pleasure earlier today of reading a write-up on the Epic Share site about your Project Joy, Bonnie, and that was incredible. Anyone who hasn't had a chance, I highly encourage you to look at the model that UC Health has for nurse optimization. Absolutely incredible work there. So how has UC Health's ongoing training for nurses changed since the implementation of UPerform? You talked about some of the challenges of SharePoint. What does that look like now as you go forward, even from a, you know, the creation of content and then the delivery of that content? What does that look like now?
Well, so the creation of content in some ways isn't completely different from where I sit in clinical informatics. I think for Reese's team, it is a different experience, but tip sheets and reference guides get created occasionally, videos, and they get posted in Learning Assistant. So it's just clear to know where we'll find them. We have experimented a bit with putting links that take you directly to a tip sheet for a new workflow inside of the nurse's workflow in Epic Flow Sheets. So that's been, I think, a big enhancement. Really, the end user doesn't want to be asked to read a tip sheet a week before an upgrade happens or an optimization happens. They want to wait to learn about the new workflow or the workflow changes when they're actually doing that workflow. So we work really hard to make our optimizations as intuitive as possible, but inevitably tip sheets are necessary. And we can now put a link in the flow sheets to take you out to that reference guide or tip sheet.
So Reese, how does it look different for your team on the IT side? So, you know, Bonnie mentioned just a little bit that content creation probably looks a little bit different for your team. How has that changed?
Yeah, the content creation is different. We can still do tip sheets and videos, and we can still do some typical e-learnings, but we spend a lot of our time now working on simulations that could be delivered as different modalities. So in one workflow, we're either getting a video, or we're getting an interactive practice, or we're getting a tip sheet, all from the same work. So huge win there. In terms of the delivery, you know, the truth is we know our learners just want self-service, access in real time, just like what Bonnie said. It's no different really for me when I'm engaging with other technologies. Think about being on Instagram. I see a recipe that looks good, or maybe a slick AI tip. You know, I want to save it to my favorites and go back when I have more time, or when my need is at a greater level, right? It's time for me to cook, or I'm in an AI app and I'm like, I know I saw something I want to get back to. And we're able to do that in uPerform. We use it for all of our IT content, right? So we've got Epic in there, we've got Infor and UKG, which is our enterprise resource planning, what we use for our ERP. For Epic, literally everything's in there. All of our courses are in there, all of our upgrade, optimization, topic-based efficiency courses. And the data really allows us to have better conversations about usage and explore if there's different ways for us to be delivering things for the future. One thing we know when we communicate out, right, via email, email usage is low. It's too disconnected from the workflow, right? We're definitely not putting a billboard on the highway. It's kind of like putting a billboard on the frontage road, or maybe even the country road where I like to ride my bike. So the more we drive content into Epic, the more we're going to see learners use and benefit from it. And as just like a plug, because we're 2 years into this, but so like as you become more experienced with uPerform as a training team, what we're finding is our colleagues across our organization are starting to come to us to build partnerships with other education teams. You know, so our registration education team, our patient line education team, to figure out how they can leverage uPerform for their learning content. And to me, this is where it gets really exciting to have our learning content across the organization, across the enterprise, look similar. You know, we're not having to have our learners go into a RISE course over here and Articulate course over here, a Storyline course over here. Like they're getting to have an encounter with learning, but they've already seen the layout before and know exactly where they're headed. And I love that for the organization, because I think that helps the learner not have to have the learning curve of just how do I even learn in this system? So big win.
I love that you mentioned that. That actually helps me feel like a human being, very validated in my challenges every time I have to try to that learning curve of any type of new technology, even if that technology is going to benefit me in the end, just trying to understand how to utilize something that's going to make my life better. Just that learning curve alone can cause stress. And so I agree with you completely. Having that very standardized experience across the system would be incredibly valuable. And so I love that you're having that experience system-wide. That's fantastic. You know, so we keep talking a little bit about this new kind of requirement as part of the Epic Honor Roll, where organizations who want to participate are going to be required to be able to prove how much education is offered or available to nurses as part of their ongoing training. And so we've kind of talked about that and shared what that is, but how are you able to utilize the data from uPerform to help you meet the education requirements? And Bonnie, can you go ahead and share what that looked like for your team?
Well, sure. And, you know, fun story is it started with a big uh-oh moment. So, you know, we are accustomed to honor roll requirements changing periodically. And when we noted this piece about the tracking of ongoing education to nurses, we realized, oh my goodness, we've not been tracking it. So for example, we had done a tremendous amount of training in association with our unified communications project at our largest facility here in the Denver Aurora area. And we had not kept track of who had attended. You know, the important thing was that they knew the skills, and it wasn't something that we were doing in our learning management system and, you know, tracking and bird dogging staff. So we didn't know what we would do. And we reached out to Reese hoping that we had the information available from UPerform.
So Reese, what did that look like for you?
I'll be honest. I was a little scared when Bonnie first reached out, when Bonnie and her team first reached out, but it ended up actually being really fun. And you can only imagine, or maybe some of our listeners could imagine how happy I was that we weren't in SharePoint anymore, because that conversation would have been, it would have been impossible to pull out just nursing content from a SharePoint site. So I knew we had the data in UPerform. I'd not been asked to find it ever before. So I got to it. I worked with UPerform just to make sure that I was creating all the custom reports that we needed, that I was thinking through all the different ways that we could pull reports. UPerform has a lot of options to pull reports. So we did that work. And then I worked with Bonnie really to say, how is this meaningful? How does this look? This is the data that we have. You know, in UPerform, I have every Epic template for every user, right? So in this case, every nurse in UPerform, every inpatient nurse, every outpatient nurse, every surgical nurse. So it means we can figure out every piece of content a nurse has had access to, but also every piece of content that a nurse has accessed. And for a lot of the content, how much time they've spent in it. So we were able to relatively quickly pull those reports. And those reports, along with another system that we use, we have a Power App system where we track all of our one-to-one virtual and at-the-elbow sessions with our coaches, our Epic Sprint team, our implementation specialist team. We were able to bundle all that data together, and Bonnie made the story clear about what we were offering. So it actually ended up being a really fun project.
We were actually really impressed, I think, in the end, by how much ongoing education nurses had taken up, that been endlessly available, and they had taken up quite a bit.
That is awesome. I really think that that is one of the biggest challenges that so many organizations face as they're asking questions about how they can improve their training. Mostly what we hear is, well, we offer it, but we either don't know how often it's being utilized, or we can't get people to utilize it. And so for you guys to have a very clear picture, not only of what's available, but what's being utilized, is fantastic. So that kind of leads me into the next question around, you know, UPerform's impact regarding visibility, which you guys both just kind of talked about, the visibility of utilization. So Reese, it sounds like what you're saying from before, you would have had no visibility really into utilization, but now it sounds like that's very different. Do you want to dive into that a little bit more?
Yeah, sure. I mean, absolutely no. I mean, I could have told you like how many times something had been open the last 7 days, but I couldn't have told you what a nurse got into. So that kind of granularity, absolutely impossible. Now we can track that. I could track that for every role at an enterprise level. And then even on a bigger, you know, 10,000 foot scale, you know, the data that we can pull is incredible. In February, we had 67,000 hits across all of our users. I mean, in a month, 67,000 hits in a month, a short month. I mean, I guess we had an extra day this year, but.
So let me clarify, had 67,000 content views?
Yes.
Yes. Of EHR education?
EHR education. You got it. Imagine that. Since August of last year, so August 2023, we've averaged 54,000 hits per month. So, and I think that it really speaks to, you know, users being able to find content easier and access it. You know, at their preferred time or at their time of need.
That is incredible. Yes. Again, I've worked with so many health systems who just over and over the big question is, just how do we get them to even use the content we're making for them? We're spending time, we're spending resources, we're creating content, but we can't get them to utilize. You guys have some sort of secret sauce. Dare I say the delivery method makes a big difference. Bonnie, what's next for, you know, nurse training at UC Health? What's the next big push that y'all would like to work on?
Well, so while we've got this really high number of hits every month, it's still somehow not enough. And we hear that too many users were not aware of a particular change that went in and felt confused. We also observe among nurses that many nurses are doing things the hard way in Epic when there are easier ways available. And it's just very difficult to get the word out. So we've recognized that the world has changed. Nurses still want tip sheets. There's no doubt about that. I get asked for where's the tip sheet all the time for any new initiative that's going to be coming out. But we think for educating on some of those sort of, let's say, optional workflow shortcuts in Epic, where there's a better way to get to an important piece of information or an easier way to perform a particular workflow, we're working on developing real short, hopefully 30-second videos that are fun and that are frankly inspired by success in the wild of nurse influencers out there on social media. You know, without naming any names, there are nurse influencers who have large numbers of followers, and we think, my goodness, if nurses are spending time watching these short videos in their free time, if we can do something along the same vein and make it fun, keep it real short, that we think that that will probably be a win for nurses. So we worked on a video today and hope to see some success. And again, we'll be able to track clicks. So we'll have some sense of who watches these videos and when, and we have some innovative ideas for sending out notifications of new videos via our app that nurses use to clock in, and more to come. Maybe we'll interview with you again for the next podcast, Liz, and tell you how that went.
Can't wait. I'm already going to title it. It's the TikTokification of EHR education, and I can't wait for it. You know, Bonnie and Reese, thank you so much for being willing to dive into this and share kind of the ins and outs of how you look at your data, how your users are interacting with, you know, your UPerform EHR education platform, and how you've been able to use that as part of your journey with the Epic Honor Roll program. We so appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Fun to be here. Thanks for having us.